Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. Indeed we are. I'm here in North Georgia. I'm James Kelso, and that was George you just heard from the East Coast. And
Paul here from the West Coast.
Down in Canada. I'll say it right, Paul.
Down in Canada.
Down in Canada. Just because I'm north of them here, folks, in North Dakota. Well, the three of us are all here. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening into the show. You may be able to speak over the microphones here if you call at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And if you want to call NFL players who, as our president said, our great president said, disrespect our national anthem, if you want to call them SOBs, please join our president in saying so.
Game, that was one of my finest hours of ever seeing a leading figure in the United States finally simply tell the truth about the prima donnas of the various black-dominated sports. And yeah, for anybody who's listening in, if you're still supporting these black-dominated sports, you need your head examined.
Well, it was a wonderful, Paul, your reaction?
Yeah, and let those teams know. You're not going to be buying their junk. You're not going to be buying whatever it is, Raiders t-shirt, Raiders sweatshirts, or their baseball caps, and so on. As long as they're going to employ and not discipline these out of control pampered people, they're not entitled to your money.
Yes, it was and my reaction, folks, this is a part of the Trump phenomenon that I've been utterly impressed with from the get-go. I'm still impressed with it, of course, and I'm very, very pleased that this hasn't worn off of Donald Trump. This really is, what you see is what you get with Donald Trump. He is the same man when he's making that pronouncement that he was when he came down the escalator in 2015. And we so needed, America so needed. I mean, what is one of the factors of the Trump phenomenon? You know, the Trump phenomenon includes something that everybody can participate in. That's something I want to develop more and more on this show. The Trump phenomenon is not limited to the man, Donald Trump. This isn't idolatry or a fan organization. Donald Trump embodies, he has discovered, he has proved principles and attitudes and behaviors that work, that can save our people and save our nation. And one of them is utter honesty. the America thinks that 99.9% of red-blooded Americans are the people who voted for Donald Trump, and the only people he needs to worry about. He doesn't need to worry about the people who voted against him. They're going to vote against him next time and the time after that, and they'd never stop. Those people who voted for him, 99% of them, think that people who spit on our flag and on our national anthem are SOBs. And let me, you know, lose the hesitation to say it, sons of bitches. And I like that our president has broken through the politically correct barrier so that, you know, we lose our white hesitation to say what we think, to maybe offend somebody or ruffle a feather of someone in the room. We need to lose that behavior. Donald Trump is demonstrating how to lose that behavior. We've never had a national figure say such a thing in our lifetimes. I mean, maybe somebody can think of one, but a national elected figure whose name everyone knows, voted for by millions of people, never have we had a man say so much truth so simply and directly. So that was beautiful. More beautiful things to report. I'll jump ahead here a little bit. At that rally in Huntsville, we on this show expressed the thought that Donald Trump didn't really want to be there. Well, guess what? We were right. And everybody out there reporting it agrees. Donald Trump himself agrees. He said, here, how is this reported at Breitbart? It's reported this way. Well, I'll find it for you. But Breitbart said, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have endorsed Luther Strange. And Breitbart got
very,
that.
Very good.
Yeah. And he said that, he said that the day of the event. So the that's beautiful. It turns out his reason, my hypothetical explanation as to why he endorsed Luther Strange, I think I may have missed it a little bit. I said this must be the result of a deal with McConnell. Maybe it is. But there's I like to go with what Donald Trump himself said. He explained his motive for being there. He said that months earlier, in the course of just conducting business, he had been impressed with Luther Strange, just personally. He had very little interaction with him. But on one particular issue, repealing Obamacare, he called up Luther Strange. And Luther Strange said, don't waste your time talking with me, Mr. President. You're a busy man. You got other things to do. You have my support on Obamacare. Now, this was Trump was calling him because he had been told Luther Strange was a no vote on repealing Obamacare. So he was calling him to dissuade, to change his mind. But Luther Strange said, you know, you have my support, President. Mr. President, you call someone else. And Donald Trump, he was stunned by that. Small, that's a very small, you don't want to judge, make such a call as a Senate endorsement on such a small experience. But I think Donald Trump did. And because he said, what I'm used to, he says, what I'm used to is I call a senator and he says, oh, hi, Mr. President. Yeah, 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 yeah. They talk around. They don't give the endorsement. They say, by the way, my brother would love to have lunch with you. And then he said that after I agree to that, then they go and by the way, my wife and the children would like to have a picnic on the White House lawn with you. He says, I have to do so many of these things to get votes. He said, Luther Strange didn't demand that of me, didn't even mention it. So he said, I was impressed by that, so I decided to endorse him. Now, that's pretty thin stuff, but that's what he said. You know what? I think that might be just the truth right there. And then in his explanation, he said, there's such a thing in America as loyalty. I told the man I would endorse him. I feel loyal. I feel I'm obligated, so I did that. And they said it might have been a mistake. Beautiful, beautiful honesty. And it's all turned out beautifully. Roy Moore is going to win big come Tuesday. What, 48 hours from now? We'll announce it right here on this show. And more reason to believe he will win big. He just got the endorsement. Get this, the Breitbart headline right now at the top of Breitbart. Brexit leader Nigel Farage endorses Judge Roy Moore. And we'll speak alongside Steve Bannon at an Alabama rally. And there's more detail. Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty will be there. This rally is going to be in Fairhope, Alabama, which is right on Mobile Bay, about 7 miles from a town called Silver Hill. one of our listeners take note. About 15 miles from the USS Alabama, moored there permanently near the bridge there in Mobile. So that's going to be quite an event, and that takes place tomorrow night. We will cover that tomorrow night. There's no end to the excitement. So good news there all around on that. Paul or George, any thoughts so far?
Well, I find the explanation really helpful and encouraging, and I guess it reveals one of Donald Trump's great qualities, and that is personal loyalty. And
yes.
And I can see how this played out. And I also am glad to see that he recognizes that in the big picture, this was probably a mistake. I mean, sure, this was a mistake to endorse Luther Strange. But that still, you know, returns us to that worrying question that you brought up, I guess about 10 days ago, about the bodyguard. I mean, a man who's been personally loyal to him for a great period of time, and if he really, really was fired by someone other than Donald Trump, yeah, you know, this remains a mystery that bothers, I think, all of us.
Yes, yeah, that was Keith Schiller, and you all know him, even if you don't know you know him, because you've seen, every time you've seen Trump in a rally, you have seen Keith Schiller every single time. He's there, he's right there at President Trump's side. He's right in front of President Trump. He's moving security forces around. And I at first thought he was a Secret Service man when I first started watching the rallies. Then I learned that he was actually part of the personal staff of Donald Trump. And so, yes, that remains to be explained. Maybe Keith Schiller will explain it. He's now, you know, out of the job. So he will... He will hopefully have something to say. You know, something will turn up. I'm with you there on that one, Paul. More good news. Steve Bannon. Let's get this story right here. Where is it? Steve Bannon is going to receive an award from the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle, American Eagle organization. He's expected in St. Louis on Sunday. That's today. For a rally and to receive an award. Now, if I can get some live, if we've got something live from that, I'll try to get it during our show today because we do have 3 hours. Bannon is to receive the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Award during a luncheon hosted by Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, which is an organization she headed until her death last year at the age of 92. This rally is scheduled for Sunday afternoon, so it's probably on right now. Let's see here. Well, so that's a good encouraging story there. What we're finding here is that Steve Bannon, we heard Sebastian Gorka say that he thought Steve Bannon was the second most powerful man in America. And we're seeing that now demonstrated with what's going on in Fairhope tomorrow. Steve Bannon is probably the key figure in getting Nigel Farage to fly from England or Brussels to Alabama to endorse Roy Moore. That's pretty extraordinary. And actually, the coincidences continue. I think it was in Alabama that Nigel Farage appeared out of nowhere to speak at a Trump rally. If you'll recall, folks, Rudy Giuliani was scheduled to go up on the stage. He was all ready with one of his fiery, wonderful introductions to Donald Trump. The two greatest fiery introducers were Rudy Giuliani and Stephen Miller, who was came off of Jeff Sessions' staff to work for Donald Trump. Giuliani was ready to go, fired up, all pumped up, and Donald Trump said, "Hold on, Rudy. Hold on. We got a speaker who's going up, who's going to go up instead of you. It's Mr. Farage." And Nigel Farage had just shown up out of the blue, inspired by Donald Trump, and went up on the stage and gave an unbelievable endorsement of Donald Trump. This is way back in the primaries. So that was an earth-shattering event. of one of the really big figures of Europe, the man most responsible for the passage of Brexit, which is the biggest thing that's happened in Europe in the last year or two. And so now he comes back into the picture in the same state. I think this Giuliani speech was in Alabama, where that was replaced with Nigel Farage. This is also the place where Jeff Sessions appeared out of the blue, pulled a Make America Great Again hat out of his jacket and put it on his head. And so history will be made again tomorrow in Fairhope, Alabama. It means Roy Moore is giving us hope in Fairhope, Alabama. He will be going to the U.S. Senate. He'll beat the Democrat who's so unknown. I can't even remember his name. But he will win on December 12th in that special election to replace Jeff Sessions. And then the really great news is that becomes the template for 2018, 11 months later, when we hope a bunch of Roy Moore type candidates will replace a bunch of John McCain, Jeff Flake type candidates. And Donald Trump has announced, this was very bold. Remember that Phoenix rally? Donald Trump called out Jeff Flake and said, hey, you, Arizona, you know, what's happened here? You've got, I'm not going to name them. But you've got two senators that are really out of line. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he was even stronger in his wording. And of course, he was referring to Jeff Flake and John McCain. Jeff Flake is up for re-election or defeat in 2018.
Primary.
Yeah, it gets better yet, folks. For anybody who's concerned that Donald Trump has, you know, in any way slackened or sold out or, you know, changed his mind about what he believes. That's a very, very bold thing for a United States president to go after a strong U.S. Senator, Jeff Flake. It's unprecedented. And he's announced he is going to support whoever runs against Jeff Flake in the primary. That, folks, hasn't happened in our lifetimes. And Donald Trump has announced he's going to do this with several people. Key people that need to be replaced. Jeff Flake, who is Jeff Flake? You'll recall he is one of the original never-Trumpers, and he has continued to be today a never-Trumper. So this is going to be a wild ride. Election night of 2018. You think it's an off-year election, so no excitement, no presidential campaign. No, it's not going to be. It's going to be very exciting. We'll have a bunch of elections to call. Not just one, as we will in Roy Moore's election win in the primary on Tuesday. He still has to win in December, on December 12th. And, oh, watch out there. Watch out for the Never Trumpers to bring what's called dark money, Republican dark money, come into the campaign to defeat Roy Moore. They will defeat their own, a fellow Republican, rather than see Roy Moore come in to work on draining the swamp, which means draining those neocon Republicans out of there. And the dark money, very dangerous stuff, because there's lots of it, and the people who contribute that dark money, they don't have to identify its source. They'll just contribute. They can do two things. They can do independent, they can run ads as much as they want, unlimited. They could run $1 billion worth of ads with no federal restrictions against Roy Moore, with only the loosest identification as to who's running the ads. They can also contribute money legally to the Democratic campaign. But you heard it predicted right here. Watch that happen. And watch it happen in the other races 11 months later, in 2018, when Patriot candidates, like what if, for instance, Sheriff Joe Arpaio runs against Jeff Flake? Hey, that could be good. So watch the dark money support Jeff Flake. And then if Arpaio wins a primary, watch them try to defeat Joe Arpaio. So the battle that we have here, moving the Trump train forward, is not, you know, it continues. And your role in it continues, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you want to get in on today's show, just dial that number. And
I'm...
Paul, we'll return with Paul Fromm right after this break. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving.
Thanks for tuning in.
I got a song to sing.
You know, I'm looking around here. I thought this would be, you know, just a piece of cake to find the son of a bitch quote from Donald Trump. All I thought I have to do is type into my search box on YouTube, son of a bitch, and there it would be. Bingo. Well, you know what? I think the folks at YouTube, I mean, I'm just getting this impression here. They're doing a little editing on their search engine here because I'm not getting, I know I'm going to be able to find it. But I would expect about 500 different YouTube channels to have a perfect one-minute clip of that statement. It's that powerful. It's not there. There are all kinds of different. Somebody's jiggling, or with the Google, the YouTube rather search engine. I should get 500 of those neat compact quotes, and so I'm going to have to now hunt for it. And of course, that's a way, folks, that the people who want to control our access to the internet, that's one way that they are trying right now very massively to steer things. They realize the internet has gotten out of control as far as they're concerned. It's now a patriot medium. So what they're doing, they're playing with search engines. They're playing with the algorithms on rating websites to try to hide patriot websites, try to hide patriot YouTubes, make them disappear. In some cases, make the whole website disappear. But more commonly, just take, well, for example, Breitbart. Breitbart is great. So how could YouTube or Google, how could they mess with Breitbart? They can't get rid of Breitbart. That's too impossible. So instead, what they might do is if the Breitbart, the search on a specific term would normally produce Breitbart right at the top with the most views and everything else, the crispest channel, the best delivery, Breitbart be right at the top. They might move Breitbart to page 2 or page 3 or page 20. And that means people don't go to Breitbart. On the other hand, they bump Anderson Cooper with his 10 or 20 minute monologue introduction to whatever you wanted to find out about. Right. They put Anderson Cooper right at the top to boost his ratings and to make him more prominent. That's, you know, this is the job of the ministry.
The more the other side does that, James, yep, I believe they just keep on more and more and more and more patriots who are more and more ticked off. I can't wait until we take over the internet. Yeah, and sure, I would be delighted to do the same thing to the other side.
Yeah, so folks, and I don't mean to be vulgar here, but it's kind of dramatizes it, so it's useful in that regard. And of course, there's no one in this audience who hasn't heard the term son of a bitch, which, by the way, has nothing to do with somebody's mother. I mean, I watched a CNN broadcast where the commentators are going on and on that Donald Trump is disrespecting mothers everywhere. You know, he doesn't believe in motherhood, as if these left wingers that I'm listening to actually believe in motherhood or apple pie or anything good. You know,
well, they certainly don't believe in ending it. They believe in the unrestricted right to kill the unborn child right till its head pops out of the womb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the here I go. I'll go. I'm going to do here. I'll do the search. I mean, this is a no-brainer, folks. Son of a bitch.
Oh, and then I'll, I know you're going to find it while you're hunting, James. So yep, now we have a Negro Major League Baseball player who's decided to kneel during the national anthem. Well, we have the manager of the Chicago Cubs going disrespecting the president, I think, sucks. So people are taking sides over in the sports world. It harkens back to the Olympics. You tell me, was it 72 or 68 when the American track team runners, the black men, stood with the clenched fist salute during the national anthem somewhere overseas? And when it comes to race war, the other side is the one who foments it, not us.
Oh, yes. Exactly. I mean, the people spitting on the flag and on the anthem, are they fomenting anything? Are they provoking anybody? I would say so. And but they're getting an answer for the first time. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
We're back, folks, and we've got some callers, so let's turn the microphone over to a few callers. Let's start with Laura in Michigan. Laura, are you there?
Considering it's Sunday, this is for all the Bible reading listeners that you have.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go back to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Back when they were president, they were a type of Jezebel and Ahab, if you recall. Well, now we've found Donald Trump in the Bible. In 1st and 2nd Kings, his name is Jehu. And Jehu destroys two dynasties, which Trump did during the campaign. He destroyed the Clintons and the Bushes. And you go through, and it's so much like Donald Trump. Everybody has to read that. 1st and 2nd Kings.
Well, our friends in South Africa, with the Zeitlanders, they actually, the man who is considered the greatest prophet among the Boer people, he prophesied a president. he described him as having orange hair and so on, who would succeed a black man in America. So that sort of theological or prophetic approach to the life and work of Donald Trump is taking place in South Africa.
In these chapters, it's actually a wall. And as you know, Hillary Clinton falls off a wall, and the dogs tear her up. Well, what we're thinking is...
Well, Laura, let me ask you this.
Democrats.
Yeah. Pardon me for shifting you over to this topic. What do you think of the... what do you think of the rise of Judge Roy Moore and the fact that Nigel Farage will be speaking on his behalf with Phil Robertson and Steve Bannon tomorrow night? And let me tell the audience another piece of good news appearing here on Breitbart. The newest Emerson poll just out today, Judge Roy Moore holds a 10-point lead over Luther Strange in the Alabama Senate race. Right now leading 50-40 with 10% undecided. If you split those 10%, that would put Moore ahead in the final election 55-45. And so that's certainly good news, because that's a poll that's taking place after the Friday event in Huntsville. This is after the Trump endorsement. But now let me read more. Trump has said, reports Bannon, he will still campaign for Moore if Moore wins. I think he said, I'll campaign like hell, I think he said. He also admitted, quote, this is a quote from Donald Trump, I might have made a mistake, unquote, by wading into the race and backing Strange. So there you go. Moore has also been backed by grassroots conservative heroes such as Sarah Palin and Sebastian Gorka, both who campaigned for Moore on Thursday. Of course, we heard that right here on this show. That was... what are you thinking about that? Isn't that exciting, Laura?
I think so, yeah, absolutely. I watched C-SPAN, Sarah Palin and Gorka and everything talk about Roy Moore. They had that little rally. It was really great. Roy Moore, he's a shoe-in. He really is.
Well, it looks that way, and it's wonderful, and, you know, it's just great news to see that that's taking place, and... to see the arrival of people like Nigel Farage. You know, we've been excited about Nigel Farage even before we were excited about Donald Trump in our American Freedom Party report. And by the way, folks, that is the name of this show. Forgot to tell you. The American Freedom Party report and the Trump phenomenon, two shows that really are basically one show, 6 days a week, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Look it up as the Trump phenomenon. And Sunday, look on the program at republicbroadcasting.org for the American Freedom Party report, which is what we're bringing you right here, our three-hour extravaganza with Paul Fromm and George on the East Coast. Well, Laura, I it's kind of a rhetorical question. Of course, I know you're excited about the election in Alabama, and what's, you know, it's not, why is that so important? It's just one race. It's only Alabama. Well, it's so important, folks, because that is the precursor. As I said, it's the template for the 30-some Senate races coming up just 11 months later in November of 2018, when Donald Trump won't have to depend on one slim vote from a dope like John McCain. If three or four Senate seats can be picked up, now the Trump train can roll even faster. And if there are some similar victories in the House, a challenge to Paul Ryan can arise more easily, and a challenge to Mitch McConnell in the Senate can arise more easily. People like Mark Meadows, the leader of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives, a really good guy, a big Trump man, he can lead a revolt or participate in it against Paul Ryan when they vote next time for a Speaker of the House. And the same thing can happen to Mitch McConnell. Imagine Roy Moore there in the Senate. He's not going to be happy with Mitch McConnell, the guy who spent like $10+ million trying to defeat him in Alabama. There isn't going to be much love lost between Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell.
Well, just to finish up, Jehu in the Bible ends up destroying his enemies. So in the end, he wins. So that's good news if he is a type of Donald Trump.
Well,
but anyway,
in the universe I want to live in and I want my children to live in, Laura, the good guys win. So
right.
There you go. All right, Laura, thank you very much for checking in.
Wait. I just want to give out this website. Can I give out a website?
Well, hang on, Laura.
Okay.
Let me give some other guys a chance, okay?
James?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, on the good news front, start with bad news. Angela Merkel will be returned as Chancellor of Germany. However, she's going to have to form a coalition, and her likely partners, the Socialists, got their worst drubbing since World War II, and for the first time in 72 years, a nationalist party will be in the Bundestag. Now, the nationalists, the Alternative for Germany and previous parties, did get elected to state legislatures, but no nationalist party since World War II has ever been elected to the federal parliament or the Bundestag. It appears that the Alternative for Germany, which is anti-immigration, anti-multiculturalism, pro-German, won 13.5% of the vote and will go roaring into their parliament with about 90, of course, the exact total, not sure yet, 95, 97 seats. This is an earthquake, and Merkel has had to acknowledge that allowing a million unassimilable invaders in that are just will be bankrupting the German social welfare system was a big mistake. The traitors at the top are being made to pay a price, and it looks good on them.
Yes, and folks, this is an earthquake. Let's shift over. I've a very good story to get going at the beginning here. Let's see, who am I going to turn to here? I don't have the Breitbart article in front of me, but I'll go to The Guardian, and here's what The Guardian has to say. Where's their story? Well, not much of a story here. Let's get a better story. Let's go to Deutsche Welle 2 hours ago. I hope this is an English language page here. I can struggle with it if it's German. Here it says. Well, they're talking. They want to talk about the Green Party. They don't want to talk. Funny thing, Paul. They don't want to talk about the Alternative für Deutschland. Just for some reason, these establishment people don't want to talk about that.
I'm reading this off the BBC.
Yeah. Okay.
They're saying this is a colossal, this is a disaster for Merkel. You see, in the German system, it's very difficult for one party to win an outright majority of seats. So they have to put together a coalition. And they probably won't, I'm not sure they would even join it, but I don't think that they'll offer coalition status to the Alternative for Germany. So they would have to rely on the socialists. Well, the socialists are in such a funk, having taken such a humiliating beating, that they don't want to join any coalition. So she would probably have to join up with the sort of semi-libertarian I think they call themselves the Free Democrats, and the Greens. That might be enough to give her a majority. But that's going to be a weird coalition. I mean, the Greens are nutballs.
Yes,
and now they will have to, in the federal parliament, talk about immigration, not just our duty to the world and overcoming guilt and they're all human beings and blah, 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 blah.
yes.
Sure, Frauke Petri said, she's the party leader today, finally Germans who have not had a voice for years will have a voice in the federal parliament.
Yes, and look at the numbers, folks. They're wonderful. Here they are. The Christian Democratic Union remains the largest party. This is in exit polls. The election's happening right today. This is it's concluded, but these are now exit polls from the election today. She is set to remain the largest party with 32.5% of the vote. Okay, no control there, so she needs a coalition partner. You're right. Her outgoing coalition partner, the one she's used up to now, the SPD, they're winning 20%. But they are saying they will go into opposition. They will not be in a coalition with Angela Merkel anymore. Then in third place, the Nationalist Alternative for Deutschland is on track to become the third party with 13.5%. This performance, better than forecast in the opinion polls, means the right-wing party will have seats in the Bundestag for the first time. Now it says here, I love this touch, dozens of protesters have gathered outside the party's headquarters in Berlin, some with placards saying, I love this, this is great, Paul. How can somebody do this? Refugees are welcome. Ah, yes. Well, maybe in your house, not mine. While her alliance has remained the largest party, the numbers, if confirmed, are the worst result for the alliance between the Christian Democrat, CDU, and the Christian Social Union under Ms. Merkel's leadership. And the Christian Social Union is another branch, sort of the Christian Democratic Union, I think in Bavaria, but they're pretty much the same party. Addressing her supporters, Mrs. Merkel, who has been in the job for 12 years, said she had hoped for a better result. Good. She's disappointed, Paul. Good.
Yeah.
So this is a real slap down for her. This vote is disastrous for Mrs. Merkel, BBC Berlin correspondent Jenny Hill says. The chancellor is being punished for opening Germany's door to almost 900,000 undocumented refugees and migrants, many of them
right.
Yep.
And that's what we have to do to politicians. We've got to find a way to punish them. And of course, last year, that's what happened, with Donald Trump. And we've got to find ways to do that. Who's the crazy senator in Arizona who is up for re-election? Betray
Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake. Yeah, punish him. Yeah. And folks, this is listen to this. This gets really messy for Angela Merkel. The most likely scenario for a coalition for her is called the Jamaica Coalition, so-called because of the colors of Jamaica's flag. It includes the black CDU flag, the yellow Free Democrats flag, and the Greens. It is not a marriage made in heaven, says the BBC. So these parties are not really harmonious with each other. So this would be a real sort of a gang of thieves. They would not work well together. And all of these parties have rejected working with the Alternative für Deutschland. And that party, the AfD, has capitalized on a backlash against Mrs. Merkel's policy towards migrants and refugees. The AfD's program calls for a ban on minarets and considers Islam incompatible with German culture. Ah, that's poetry, isn't it? Additionally, several of its candidates have been linked to far-right remarks. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, yeah. You mentioned Frauke Petry, prominent AfD leader, Frauke Petry, who says that this is an incomparable, she says, Germany has experienced an incomparable political earthquake. Beatrix von Storch, one of the party leaders, told the BBC, quoting her, that this result will give a voice to the people not represented in the last parliament. We'll start debates on migration. We'll start debates on Islam. We'll start debates on ever closer union, meaning maybe getting out of the EU. So this is great. And there's another little twist to this, is if the AFD becomes the leader of the opposition, which they're set to do here, just a quirk of the Bundestag is that makes them in charge of the budget committee. So it's sort of a check and balance that the Germans built into their system, that the opposition party has power for the purse. That is huge. We've got a little break here coming up. We'll get some more calls and more news right after. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Brexit has a, or Breitbart has a live wire on the German election. And so, you know, they've got live transmission here of what's going on in Germany right now. Here's one. Here are left-wing protesters outside the AfD headquarters in, I don't know if this is Leipzig or Berlin, this one here. This is in Leipzig. They're very strong in what the former East Germany. You'll recognize this sound. They're saying it in German, but have you heard this before? Listen to this. Let's see. that's what we hear here in the United States, Paul.
I'm not quite sure what they were saying, the sound of the chant, the tune's the same.
Yeah, the tune's the same. So it's the left has always been international, folks, and they're very well coordinated internationally. Communists are, but there's. Breitbart doesn't even have an article up yet on this because there's a lot to digest. It's pretty complicated in Germany. The German voters today are voting. They vote for two things. They vote for individuals, and then they also vote for a party. And half of the Bundestag representation is determined by each of those votes, your vote for a party and your vote for individuals. Pretty complicated. I guess it's designed to be a check and balance. And the...
in the United States, as in Canada and Britain, they have electoral constituencies, or you'd call them congressional districts. So everybody votes for an individual to be the representative of their particular district, and you presumably would vote for the party that you. The person who represents the party you support. However, that's half the seats in the Bundestag. The other half are distributed proportionately. So if your party gets 10% of the vote, you will get 10% of those seats, roughly.
Yes.
And that really is a fair system in that it really prevents. If your party can get more than 5% of the vote, you will have some voice in the parliament, and that's good. I mean, yeah, in the parliament.
Yeah, and so now the SPD, the former coalition members with the Christian Democratic Union. I know this sounds complicated, a lot of acronyms here, folks, but the people who formerly, up till now, formed a coalition government with Angela Merkel, they announced today, Sunday, that they are leaving that coalition. I don't know exactly why. We'll check into that. But they're leaving, so Angela Merkel has to cast about for other coalition allies. But these people that are leaving, the Social Democrats, the SPD, they are projected to have their worst election results since the Second World War. This announcement of their departure makes it likely that Angela Merkel will attempt to form a coalition with the Libertarian Free Democratic Party and the Green Party. So this will be a three-way coalition of some pretty incongruous parties. The SPD, they may be, who knows, I'm too uninformed to be cast, make give a thought here, but the SPD may want to have the opposition position because it is a powerful one. They got a bigger vote than the AfD. And so that might give them some power that they otherwise wouldn't have. Here's the here are those results again. The CDU 32.5%, the SPD 20%, the AfD 13.5%, and the FDP 10%. Those are the Libertarians, and then the Green Party 9.5%. So this is pretty. This is. Well, I like what Frauke Petry said, and their leader, Vital, I forgot Vital's first name, but they said this is an earthquake in German political history.
Yeah. And See, the SPD are the socialists, and they have at various times actually ruled Germany.